Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test.
Towards the end of the last decade, the Philippines, the East Asian country comprising the Philippine Islands, was going through somewhat of a crisis in terms of the declining number of tourists coming to spend their holidays there, and, more pertinently, their money. The perceived threat of terrorism was putting off large numbers of tourists from Western countries, particularly France, Germany, and the USA. An economic downturn in Germany was partly to blame for the drop in the number of tourists, but it was clear that, whatever the reasons, the Philippines needed to change their marketing strategy for attracting tourists in the large numbers essential to maintain the economic growth the country was aiming at. The country's tourist authority took a conscious decision to change the focus of their marketing strategy. They decided to concentrate more resources on selling the benefits of a holiday trip to the Philippines to countries closer to home than the rich European nations and the USA. They decided to examine the trends in the European and American holiday market. People there were not coming to the Philippines on their holidays because they were staying closer to home, so the Europeans were travelling within Europe and the Americans were going to neighbouring Mexico and Canada in large numbers. This analysis led to an elementary change in their marketing focus. On the assumption that the same trend would prevail in Asia, the tourist authority started strong marketing campaigns in other Asian countries, in particular in China and Korea. These advertising campaigns were accompanied by a change in tone of their regular TV commercials on global news channels, with the new commercials depicting the Philippines as a haven of peace, tranquility, and crucially, of safety. The new commercial strategy paid off very rapidly. In 2002, the number of tourists from South Korea jumped by 39% compared to 2001, whilst the equivalent figure for Chinese visitors was 47%. Whilst wealthy Europeans and Americans were fairly familiar with the concept of relaxing on a beach after a long night of partying hard in a bar, this sort of holiday was relatively new and glamorous for Chinese tourists, who have very much taken to it and continue to flock to the Philippines in huge numbers. The more relaxed atmosphere and lifestyle of the Philippines are a real draw. Towards the end of the last decade, the Philippines, the East Asian country comprising the Philippine Islands, was going through somewhat of a crisis in terms of the declining number of tourists coming to spend their holidays there, and, more pertinently, their money. The perceived threat of terrorism was putting off large numbers of tourists from Western countries, particularly France, Germany, and the USA. An economic downturn in Germany was partly to blame for the drop in the number of tourists, but it was clear that, whatever the reasons, the Philippines needed to change their marketing strategy for attracting tourists in the large numbers essential to maintain the economic growth the country was aiming at. The country's tourist authority took a conscious decision to change the focus of their marketing strategy. They decided to concentrate more resources on selling the benefits of a holiday trip to the Philippines to countries closer to home than the rich European nations and the USA. They decided to examine the trends in the European and American holiday market. People there were not coming to the Philippines on their holidays because they were staying closer to home, so the Europeans were travelling within Europe and the Americans were going to neighbouring Mexico and Canada in large numbers. This analysis led to an elementary change in their marketing focus. On the assumption that the same trend would prevail in Asia, the tourist authority started strong marketing campaigns in other Asian countries, in particular in China and Korea. These advertising campaigns were accompanied by a change in tone of their regular TV commercials on global news channels, with the new commercials depicting the Philippines as a haven of peace, tranquility, and crucially, of safety. The new commercial strategy paid off very rapidly. In 2002, the number of tourists from South Korea jumped by 39% compared to 2001, whilst the equivalent figure for Chinese visitors was 47%. Whilst wealthy Europeans and Americans were fairly familiar with the concept of relaxing on a beach after a long night of partying hard in a bar, this sort of holiday was relatively new and glamorous for Chinese tourists, who have very much taken to it and continue to flock to the Philippines in huge numbers. The more relaxed atmosphere and lifestyle of the Philippines are a real draw.